producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was in a situation a couple days ago, and I'm Dr. Joy Brown, incidentally. As the gentleman says, my phone number is 855-993-7569. So you can either do that, or you can do 855-993-DR-JOY, whichever suits you best. They will both get through to me. And folks, I suppose I should say this just because, although it does sound like I'm nagging you, we got three calls yesterday in the last 15 minutes of the program, which is kind of a little difficult to process because I'm really determined to give all of you as much time as you need. And that's really hard when I get, stacked up calls in the last couple of minutes of the program. So, if you're going to call today, which I would love for you to do, see if you can't sort of motivate yourself to do it a little bit earlier. All right. So I can give you a little bit more time and a little easier on my stomach and, on Manny's sort of, view of the universe and people's ability to, function, all those kind of things. All right, so here's the story. I was at a dinner party, and the husband is very clear that he thinks the wife has a drinking problem. Okay, he has made no bones about it. He seems to be kind of a teetotaler, and she, I think, does have a drinking problem. So he's decided that he would forbid wine at the dinner table. And it was a birthday celebration, and the adult kids had brought mom a bottle of wine. I know, acting out. All sorts of issues going on here. And I try really, 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 really hard not to be a psychologist in my private life, because then you don't have a private life. My sort of shorthand is to say, I only do it for money, which is not completely true, but at least gives people a way of understanding that, I'm not analyzing them, or at least not consciously. So I'm in the middle of the situation. So we've got a father bullying, a mom acting out, and kids somehow caught in the middle. And I'm saying, and I get caught in the middle of it because I go, what do you think? And I said, look, people don't stop drinking for another person. They stop drinking because they've decided that this isn't workable anymore, that whatever pleasure they're getting from alcohol is more than offset by the problems it's causing, and that they're going to do something about it. Because it's changing behavior is hard. Changing addictive behavior is that much more difficult. And if you've got somebody who seems to be nagging you, it allows you to wiggle out from under the responsibility of your own behavior, because you can't tell me what to do, as opposed to thinking, what should I be doing? It's just something to rebel against. It's adolescence, isn't it? Which is what we all did. Okay, you say be home at 10, I'll be home at 5 after 10. Even if I just assume be home at 9, if you tell me 10, I'll stay out later. So my job on all this is to sort of not really take sides, but clarify what's really going on. For the mom, understand how difficult this is for your husband because he loves you. To the husband saying, your bullying behavior is giving her an opportunity to be childish. That when you become the dad, when you become the father figure, then she can become the child. And that doesn't benefit either of you. Now, the kids, not sure exactly what they're doing in all this. I don't know if they're siding with the mom or just being clueless or feeling that this is a special occasion or that she can control it. And to a certain extent, the kids are, if not the wild card, at least the variation. Because the husband and the wife are really, these are adult kids. They're old enough to buy liquor, obviously. So they're not the defining characters in this. They're the minor characters. They're putting in cameos. And you could say to the kids, knowing your parents as you have, this is a disruptive thing to do. You could bring a cake, hopefully not a rum cake, but you could bring a cake, you could all go for dinner, but you sort of essentially lighting the fuse to what you know is going to be a confrontation doesn't make much sense. And it was really interesting because yesterday we ended up talking about the confluence of love and alcohol. The CDC, interestingly enough, today, this is one of those really odd things, and I don't even know how to feel about it. Maybe we could put it up on Facebook if we could figure out a way to ask it. The CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control out of Atlanta, has put out a directive as of today that says women of childbearing age, which basically is between 13 and 44, should avoid alcohol unless using birth control. My first thought when I looked at this was date rape. That's not what it's talking about at all. It's talking about the fact that, number one, 50% of all pregnancies in the United States are unplanned, which is up from what it used to be. It used to be about 25%. So it's that half of all pregnancies are unplanned. Their point is it's not a moralistic one. It's not saying, well, alcohol lowers your resistance to sex. It's saying that you may not know that you're pregnant, especially in the first month, and there is no safe level of alcohol for pregnant women. None. It crosses the placenta. It causes fetal alcohol syndrome and can do everything from death of the fetus, to retardation, to small brains, to difficulty learning, all sorts of really awful things. And what they're saying is unless you're using some kind of birth control so you know you're not going to be pregnant, you shouldn't be drinking. They use the interesting example of women who will take prenatal vitamins hoping to get pregnant, creating a positive environment for the fetus, who are still drinking. So, I mean, the problem is, in this country in which alcohol is so closely associated with celebration and with relaxation, let alone with dating, let alone with the idea that probably a certain number of babies are conceived due to alcohol, it's going to be a tough sell. It's a really interesting phenomenon. And I'm not sure how they're going to sell that to, especially, I mean, maybe if women are 30 and trying to get pregnant, they can decide that they can, when they're trying to get pregnant, sort of forego alcohol. But that's going to be a hard sell to a teenager, I think. It's an interesting phenomenon, though. In some ways, it's probably more interesting in this society than it is in many, pardon me, because we are so alcohol-friendly. No one would say, well, you shouldn't smoke pot if you plan to get pregnant. You shouldn't use heroin. But we do say. So look, I'll tell you what. Manny, I'm trying to think how we could put this on Facebook because I am interested in people's response. Let's just say, how do you feel about the CDC's notion that women of childbearing age should not be drinking unless they're using birth control? Let's just put it up that way and see what happens, okay?
That'll work.
Yeah, because it just seems to me, first of all, kind of out of the blue. We've known for a long time that pregnant women shouldn't drink. And in fact, in a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows, when a woman is out with her significant other and turns down a cocktail, everybody says, ah, you're pregnant? So, interesting notion, number one. All right, so let's put that up. Let's see, there's some really kind of interesting news out of, I suppose, in a related but not identical story at all, that a guy who got fired from Yahoo is now suing because he says that Yahoo is anti-male. And the statistic he uses is that over a very short period of time, the women in management the workforce went from 20% women to 80%, or in management went from 20% women to 80% women. That's going to be a hard case to win, I think. But we'll see. And in a parallel, but not dissimilar story, the Army and Navy have said it's time for women to register for the draft, which I don't disagree with. Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree at all.
I think, you know, if we want equal opportunity, that's part of it. So, all right, maybe we'll put that one up as well. Do you think women should be eligible for the draft as well? All righty, 855. I have a couple more stories. Look forward to talking with you. Do not wait till the last woman to call me, please. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, we do have a fair amount of good news today. One of my favorites, actually, is that an Ohio CVS store, in fact, all of them, I guess, will start selling life-saving heroin antidote over the counter. It's been around. I remember in medical school, I knew about it. Nexplanon, which I think it's Norcan. I think that's its brand name. And the idea being that EMTs use it all the time if they think somebody's had an an overdose, and it's an antagonist. So what it'll do is bind the morphine or the heroin that's wandering around somebody's body, and so it can literally save their life. And the idea being that family members who know that they have an addict in the family are very likely going to be there before the EMT is, and it could save some lives. And it has. So you don't need a prescription for it anymore, which I think is just terrific. I'm trying to think what other kinds of things would be good to have around that now need a prescription that you probably don't need one. And, of course, when something becomes over-the-counter, it becomes, among other things, much less expensive, number one. And number two, you don't need a doctor's visit, which further lowers the price. So, it just occurred to me I have allergic reactions to bee stings. And at one point in my life, I kept adrenaline around as injectable so I didn't die. I stopped doing that. I'm not sure why. Maybe because I'm not around bees as much anymore. But that was a prescription, and it was not inexpensive. And I guess part of the reason I stopped doing it is I wasn't around bees, and they were relatively the stuff was relatively expensive, and it has a half-life on it. You need to replace it. So, but I'm just trying to think what other kinds of things might be really useful that are currently prescription that would be helpful and not particularly dangerous or not dangerous to have around as over-the-counter. But I think it's a terrific step forward. Good for Ohio. Not sure exactly why they did it. I think the state attorney general talked about the statistics on it, but I'm not sure why it came to their attention. But hopefully other states will follow suit, because it really can be life-saving. And getting over the puritanical notion, well, if you're using an illegal substance, that you're on your own, and so if you die, it's your own fault. I mean, not very bright. All right, so that's good. In an unrelated story, but still one that makes me smile at least, is about the Flint, Michigan story. That one kind of breaks your heart in a way. They decided that they were going to cut costs for water. Instead of buying it from Detroit, they were going to go to the Flint River and pipe it into people's house, except apparently somebody didn't check the lead levels. Or maybe it's not the water. Maybe it's the pipes that deliver it. But for whatever reason, astronomically high lead levels, which are very dangerous, again, to certainly to fetuses, but to young children. Not very good for anybody else either. There are 300 plumbers that went into Flint, Michigan to install water filters for free. God bless. I mean, I think this country does a terrific job when there are crises. We know historically, statistically, we give more money than anybody in the world per capita. We are the most charitable group on the face of the planet. It just seems like we respond better to crises than we do to day-to-day. But at least we respond, so that's good. All right, day in history, and then we have some things to talk about. As you know, I've designated February as Love Month, so people can talk about their relationships. Whether it's dating or, I suppose, online dating or engagements or marriage or divorce or second marriages or stepkids or anything having to do with that. And whenever I put something up on Facebook, we get gobs of responses. I was hoping you guys would, because love is a little more complicated issue than some of the things we talk about, that you would be a little more predisposed to call me, because the issues are more complex and I can get more information from you on a phone call. But I know you do what you're going to do, and it's all right. All right, this is one of those good news, bad news stories. On this day in 1690, the colony of Massachusetts issued the first paper money in the Americas, beginning all of our problems. When was the first day that credit was issued in the United States? What can I tell you? All right, there we go. That's the one that got us in real trouble, plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Which goes along with the story that somebody did a study that says American students have no idea how much they owe, how to repay it, and what the government can do to collect the debt. That's nice. You just run up a debt without having any idea what it is or how to pay it off or what's going to happen to you. Great. Good idea. Good education.
Yeah.
Maybe freshman year in college, they should, during orientation, say, this is how much you're going to be in debt, this is how you repay it, and this is what the government can do if you don't. Right?
Right.
Of course, yeah. The dropout rate at that moment would probably escalate, but nevertheless.
Yeah.
In this day in 1870, the 15th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, guaranteeing voter rights to citizens regardless of race. About time. After the Civil War. For those of you who've had a lot of snow, which would include the manliness, you feel that you don't have to feel so bad. On this day in 1947, the lowest temperature in North America, which was minus 83 degrees Fahrenheit, that's cold, was recorded in Snag, Yukon.
Wow.
I mean, isn't that a great term? Hi, I'm from Snag, and I'm a popsicle. 83 degrees below zero. For those of you in Canada, that's about 64 degrees centigrade below zero. That's cold. I don't remember Serpico. First of all, I didn't live in New York, but in 1971, Serpico was shot during a drug bust in Brooklyn and survived to testify against police corruption. Many believe the incident proved that the NYPD officers tried to kill him.
That was the, I never saw it, but that was the Al Pacino movie, right?
It absolutely was. I think he won an Oscar for it.
I think so, yeah. I never saw the movie, but I heard
you should
really good.
You should rent it. Okay. It's one of those movies of time and place, and he was terrific in it. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these actors who started out, whether De Niro and Pacino and Dustin Hoffman, who have become nearly characters of themselves, Richard Dreyfuss, all the guys who didn't change their name, you know, they were after Rock Hudson. And so they were ethnic, and they didn't change their name, and they were short, and they were not traditionally good-looking leading men, but they were really good actors, especially in their youth. I mean, they'll blow you off the screen. You should go see some of those movies, because, unfortunately, a lot of them have become, you know, they're kind of shining it on. But these guys were astonishing, literally jaw dropping when they were young, and took chances that I think they don't take now. Although maybe that's true of everybody, is that we get older. I don't know. I think I take many more chances now than I used to as a kid. But maybe that's just because I have more options of taking more chances. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So we have. We have lots on Facebook. We can talk about love. Oh, when I mentioned that February was a big deal month, you know, it's heart month with love, and I mentioned all the kinds of things. You know what I forgot and no one called up to remind me? Mardi Gras.
That's right.
There we go. Next week. For a New Orleans girl, shame on me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sure. What's on your mind, Tony?
Yeah, Dr. Joy Brown, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. You gave me advice on alternatives to corporal punishment.
Yeah, you live in Massachusetts, and you said there was a new state law outlawing it, and you were concerned about it, and you and I chatted about it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Dr. Joy Brown, the advice you gave me was working out. I have a relation who's a young mother, and I'm working with her on this, helping her out.
Okay.
And the alternative methods were working up until the other day. Her young child ran out in the road, and obviously no one got hurt, thank God.
Yeah.
But she thought that type of behavior would warrant a spanking.
You know,
okay, so she,
yeah.
I mean, she put him over her knee and gave him a spanking.
How old is the child?
6 years old.
Wow, that's awfully old to be doing that.
Yeah, and the question comes up, Dr. Joy Brown, should alternative methods of discipline be also mixed with occasional spanking to offset the issues, you know, that warrant this type of behavior?
See, I mean, that's behavior that's usually characteristic of a 2-year-old. Why did the 6-year-old run in the street? Do we know?
Dr. Joy, I don't know.
Again, for a 2-year-old, I think no one's really in favor of it. And the idea is not to harm the child, but the idea is to say, this is an exceptional behavior. And so I think things that are life-threatening, like fire and running out in the street. But a 6-year-old presumably is old enough to know that.
Right.
And I think what I probably would have done with a 6-year-old is take them down to the police station and have them show pictures of, you know, people who've been hit by cars or something. Because I think that a 6-year-old is so much more sophisticated, an organism than a 2-year-old. And I think with 2-year-olds, the problem is that words only will go so far. With a 6-year-old, I think they're much scarier things. Because, I mean, if you're really a 6-year-old, if you're really going to hurt them,
right?
I mean, you're running a danger of really harming the child. And what you're saying is, don't go in the street because you can be harmed, so I'm going to harm you. I think they're probably, even with that old a child, to say, this is really scary that we could go to the hospital and see children who've been hurt by a car, that you could have a leg broken, you could be killed by a car, and you know what were you thinking about? Were you going in after a ball and I think the deal is to really help the child understand why that's such scary behavior rather than hitting them.
Okay, Dr.
So in that particular case, I think that corporal punishment probably is not nearly effective.
Yeah, you know, she's under the belief that, you know, a good spanking never hurt anybody, you know what I mean? So.
Well, but I think the question is, first of all, I think you could argue that a good, I don't know what a good spanking is. I mean, it's smacking somebody.
Right.
And if somebody smacked her, I mean, you know, even if they did something that, I mean, we really don't put, we don't whip people anymore for infractions. You know,
right.
We put them in prison rather than whipping them.
Right.
So I think as a society, we've kind of evolved past that point. But my point would be not even that a good, I don't know what a good spanking is. And
Dr. Joy Brown, it's not child abuse, you know what I mean?
Well, but Tony, I think it really depends on the eye of the observer. Or, I mean, if you're hitting a kid, you're saying it's not abusive. If the kid's being hit or somebody's watching the kid, you know, I don't know, but I think in this particular case it's not even the issue of child abuse. I just think it's not nearly as effective.
Hi, Dr. Joy, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Long-time listener here.
Well, thanks, Cindy. How am I going to help you?
I'm calling with a question regarding, I'm dating a wonderful man. He's 45, I'm 49. We've been together for 2 years now. 7 months ago, he moved in with me. And I've noticed since he's been there that he overindulges in beer drinking, especially when there's a football game on. It's like a nail biter.
Oh, and you got the Super Bowl coming up, and then the Pro Bowl, and then the, you know, who knows what bowl.
Exactly, and I find myself getting anxious, like, oh, my God, you know, how much is he going to drink?
All right, how much does he drink?
Too much.
But how much is too much, honey?
I would say from 6 to 10 beers an evening.
Does he have a weight problem?
He's got like a beer belly, you know. And
I would call that a weight problem.
Yeah, well, he's not, you know, big belly.
Does his behavior change when he drinks?
The other day, I would say yes, in a way. The other day, I came home from work. I worked. He didn't. He had been drinking. Within an hour after I got home, he passed out.
Counts as yeah. Was he, I mean, what time was it when you got home?
Like 5.
So he was gone by 6.
Yeah.
He doesn't work nights or anything like that?
No.
Have you ever said anything to him about his drinking?
Yes, about 3 or 4 times I've brought it up now.
And what have you said?
He said, the first time he just nodded and said, okay. The second time I brought it up, I told him I was upset with him, that it affects a whole relationship.
All right, what else does it affect?
His liver.
Well, but that's you're right, but that affects his liver, not your relationship.
Right. I would say because I'm staying in the relationship because he tends to not communicate with me at all.
Okay.
And just kind of fall asleep.
Okay.
Just kind of zones out. He pushes his food around his plate.
Okay.
And he can't remember.
Okay, I got it. Has he ever missed a day's work because of drinking?
Nope. He's
okay.
Very responsible with work and helping me out. And
all right, so you're saying he passes out, he's non-communicative, and he doesn't remember.
Right.
What about your sex life?
Lately, I haven't been interested because I'm very angry with him.
Okay. What's the question?
Before, all right. It's been great.
All right. So what's the question to me?
My question is, I don't want to be an enabler, but I don't want to be his mother either.
If you knew he was never going to stop drinking, he was never going to drink any more than he's drinking now, but he was never going to drink any less, would you stay or would you go?
I think I would probably go.
Okay. Then I think what you need to say to him is, I love you dearly. There's never been anybody I've loved as much as you, but the drinking is really, it's because it's not only when you're drinking that you don't communicate, you pass out, it's that I worry about it all the time. So we either, that I have a problem with your drinking, whether you have a problem with your drinking, whether you're an alcoholic or not, that's your decision, not mine. I have a problem with your drinking. So what we need to do at this moment is either decide that you're unwilling to do anything about it, which I understand, you're a grown man, you can decide that, at which point we need to make other arrangements, or that you're willing to do something about it, and I want to hear what you're going to do about it so that I can relax about it. And I think if that's what you're saying, there's no sense wasting a whole lot more time on this, because you don't want to.
I don't want to walk away from him.
Well, but that's why I asked you, and you need to make sure of that before.
I want to give him a chance. I want to say the right thing to give him a chance to see if he wants
Cindy,
help.
That is the right thing to say, because as long as you say, I mean, he's an alcoholic. He drinks to change his mood. He has blackouts. It changes his behavior. That's part of what defines an alcoholic. You don't need to tell him that. But between thee and me, he's an alcoholic. Should you get yourself to an Al-Anon meeting? Probably, because you'll hear how everybody else. But bottom line, I asked you the question, and you can, because you said it to me doesn't mean you have to go along with it. But basically, if what you're saying is, if I knew he was never going to drink any less, I'd leave him. Then you need to tell him that. You need to be really sure in your own mind. Because you say it to me doesn't necessarily mean that you have to adhere to it, but you have to know that either, look, I love him, and if he drinks, I wish he wouldn't, but I'm not going to be able to do anything about it. He'll have to stop when he stops. Or if he doesn't stop, I'm not going to deal with it because it poisons. Even when he's not drinking, I'm just waiting for him to drink. So it causes a problem. So you have to decide that in your own mind. If, in fact, it's the former, if it's I love him, if he drinks, nobody's perfect, then keep your mouth shut. You know, walk away from him when he's been drinking. You know, just ignore it because he's not nagging, not going to do any good. On the other hand, if you're clear that this is not acceptable behavior, I can't do it as much as I love him, then you need to draw the line in the sand, and you're probably better off drawing it now than later, because the more it irritates you, the more it erodes the relationship, and you want him to understand what it is that he would really be giving up, that he's really having to choose beer over Cindy. You know, Coors over Cindy. Is that really what he wants to do? But, and it's not that you're not doing it angrily, you're doing it sadly, of saying, I love you dearly, you're a grown man, you're going to do what you're going to do, but here's what it is for me, that whether I have a problem with your drinking, to the extent that if it doesn't stop, or you may want to, you may have to decide where it is, does it stop or does it change, or does he just do it around you, because you don't want to be counting beer bottles, so I think you need to understand that either this is something I can live with, or I'll walk away from when he's drinking, or I have to walk away from the relationship, and then you need to convey that to him, and then he has to decide what he's going to do about it. And I would encourage you to get yourself to an Al-Anon meeting, because you'll hear that everybody there is in the same crummy boat, and that they love somebody who's drinking, and they understand what they can do and what they cannot do. What you can do is control your own behavior, and you know how hard it is to deal with him about this, and you're not addicted to alcohol. He is. So it's a double whammy for him, but you need to focus on your behavior, not his.
Yeah, folks, I said that Larry King said the program, I talked a lot about sex. So, well, it's not that I talk a lot about sex, it's that no one else does. Think of how many calls I get about alcohol. Think about it for a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, I apologize being for everybody in New Orleans that I remembered that that January is President's Day. It's the Chinese New Year, Year of the Monkey. It's President's Day, both Lincoln and Washington's birthday. It's the Super Bowl. It's Groundhog Day. It's Valentine's Day. And I forgot Mardi Gras. Bad Joy. Bad. And it's a leap year, so we've got a Sadie Hawkins Day. It's Love Month. Man, that's a lot of stuff packed into a short period of time. So happy February. There we go. Alrighty. We've got a number of people who want to be program directors, which I am always that is sort of always appealing on, because it's your opportunity. You don't actually have to have a question per se or a problem, but you can say, could you talk about this? And the answer is, sure, just let me know. So what do we got there, Manny?
This one is from George, and George says, Dr. Joy, how is domestic violence passed on from one generation to the next, and how can we stop the cycle of violence?
Good question, George. Okay, the reason that we worry so much about exactly what George is citing is that it seems to be passed on. What you want as a parent is to give your kids new things to be bad about or wrong about or to need therapist about. Because if it goes on generation after generation after generation, what you begin to think is it's genetic. You know, it's immutable, it's inevitable, it's inherited. Is that enough eyes? Probably. Okay, so the thing about domestic violence is if you grew up in a household, let's start as a son, and your father hits your mother or yells at your mother, because your father is your first role model and your primary role model, you think that's how men treat women. And even though you may deplore the violence as a young child or as a young teen or a young man, because you learned it at such an impressionable age, it becomes part of your DNA without even realizing it. So while you may have tried to protect your mom and swear that you'll never do things like that, what you find when you get frustrated in a relationship is, without even being aware of it, that that's what you learned at a very early age, that your frustration, instead of being talked out, is yelled at or acted out. I'll give you an example that's not quite as alarming. I've told before, I come from a large family, and I shared a room with my sister, who is 15 months younger than I am. And we didn't get along terribly well. I mean, 15 months is kind of an odd distance. I guess we were 18 months, actually. Kind of an odd distance, because it's not quite enough to really differentiate, and it's not quite enough to be really close. So it's kind of the American way that right around 2 years, everybody does stepping stones. But it's not great for the kids, because at the same time, the oldest child is beginning to do that lurch toward independence. There's a rival. And so the message is passed along is the important thing to be is young or a baby. So it just psychologically, it's not a very good spacing of family. But it's what people in America have done for centuries. Again, one of those nearly inevitable things. So the point being, we weren't very close. But every once in a while, we would find our way across that chasm, and we would whisper at night. And my father, more frequently than my mom, would holler up the stairs, "If I hear one more word out of up there, I'm coming up." Now, from an adult's point of view, he had lots of kids, he was tired, he probably wanted some time with my mom, or they watched TV, or who knows. But we were disruptive. And I remember thinking, even as a very young child, "Dad, you're making a mistake here. We're not really causing any harm, we're being very quiet, we're just not silent, we're not asleep. And it's really important to the two of us to have this time to bond with each other." And so even as a very young child, I remember thinking, "Boy, this is a mistake." I didn't even have to wait till I was an adult. I started babysitting when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and I heard these words coming out of my mouth as an 11 or 12-year-old babysitter: "If I hear one more word out of there, I'm going to come up, and you're going to be sorry." So I didn't have to wait. I mean, so it was a period of maybe 5 or 6 years between when my father was doing that to me, and I think, "Boy, this is wrong." And I was doing it. And I remember catching myself thinking, "Oh, my gosh." So understand that what we learn at a very young age, when we say impressionable, we're not messing around. It goes beneath our logic. So it's not that it's genetic. It's just that it's so inborn so early. We are so impressionable so early. It's like the story about the baby ducks who will follow a kitten, or vice versa, if you imprint them. In fact, it's called imprinting when you do it with animals. If you do things early enough on, a duck will think that a cat is its mother and vice versa. So you could imprint an organism very early on for behavior that is not inherent at all. So, all right, so we've already covered the boy seeing his father act that way. When a girl sees her mother act that way, she may deplore it. Say, Mom, why don't you stand up to him? But when she then picks a man, she may pick somebody who reminds her of her father, especially if her father followed the pattern of being somewhat aloof and emotionally unavailable to her, that she'll pick a man that's like her father, unconsciously thinking, okay, I can get this man to love me in a way that my father didn't. But because she's picked the same kind of man, she'll have somebody who withdraws and withholds and quite often is violent. So you can see the pattern repeated generation after generation after generation. It added to that the notion of, in my day, or a woman knew her place, or a man is the king of his own castle. So all that kind of societal reinforcement that says women are to be submissive, men are to be in charge, I wouldn't hit you if you weren't so mouthy. I mean, all those kind of awful stereotypes, especially with kids, and the notion of honoring your parents consciously and unconsciously. So you can see how it gets passed on from generation to generation to generation, and then you get it reinforced in the community when a woman, for example, leaves her husband and says, "Well, he's abusive," and they say, "Look, you know, then don't be so mouthy," or "you took your marriage vows," or "think of the kids." So you can see that there really is a nearly ancient conspiracy, and I would call it that. I would call it both ancient and a conspiracy that says that men are in charge and women have a secondary position. Now, someone's going to email me or call me and say, what about domestic violence that goes the other direction? And it's every bit as objectionable. Domestic violence is domestic violence. We know statistically it's about 6 times more men against women than it is women against men. But it's not acceptable on either side. And you can see some of the other patterns that increase it, of sarcasm, of sullenness, of demeaning, of abandonment, all the kinds of awful things that people do in the name of love that their children don't understand and are affected by. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pelosi of the Pelosi Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.